Having been rushed out of Candlekeep immediately by May, the party finds himself in a spore-filled cave. They are not feeling happy about any of this, but what can they do? They're being railroaded by the DM. Let's roll!
Alright. So,
2004? What is that?
My phone.
You're ignoring the pleas for death.
Yeah.
You see there are essentially so you walked in, you'll kind of ignored a little passage here. You're in this big room.
Yeah.
In front of you, you know, they're spread apart across like 30 or 40 feet, right? You see three separate passages.
Told you. Let's just keep going. Let's just keep
looking at them. Do you want to go on left one, middle, or right?
Middle.
Is there any reason why we would pick one over the other?
You don't need by at looking all, at all. Look, it's just covered with fungus.
Mm. All right, well, middle then.
Middle it is.
Yes.
All right. You.
Me?
As you're going through it, you see Thunderwig, like kind of like getting nervous.
What's the matter, Thunderwig?
Bunch up. She can't. She's. I don't know. I don't like this part. I don't know.
Is it like a Fey Realm kind of thing? She doesn't know what that means. She's from the Fey Realm and she fucking doesn't know what the Fey Realm is.
You know
is.
Where I'm from? Mm. Are we brothers?
Are we brothers?
I mean, you're yes. A girl. So, no.
No. Okay. I don't like it, though.
Huh?
I don't like it!
Okay, alright. She's probably sensing something that we should pay attention to.
As you start entering, you see the stench of rot pervades the air in this cavern.
Ew.
Several stone tables covered in suspicious-looking red stain stand among several rusty cages.
I don't know.
A 2-foot-deep coating of gray fog blankets the full floor, and two huge reptilian creatures with 12 legs apiece crawl across the damp ceiling.
What the fuck?
Let's get out of here.
Roll for initiative.
Oh. Fuck!
It sounds like... Wait, 12 legs. Oh no, I know what they are. 20. I can't. I get what I. Will my character know what they are?
I don't know. Make a nature check.
Okay, initiative though is 12 for Jet Run and 16 for Inferno. Yeah.
Just leave Kiyoshi where he is.
Bar.
So 25.
Bar.
For Intel,
20.
For the check.
You got a 20?
20.
For initiative?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Inferno rolled a 25 on the Arcana check.
Oh, yeah, then you would know.
It's a Basilisk, right?
No.
Oh.
It's a Bahir.
That's worse.
Oh, that's much worse.
That's way worse.
Anything you want to share with the class?
So, since you did roll high, you know these things can shoot lightning. You know they can swallow you. And you would know that their lightning damage doesn't affect them.
There you go.
I'm going to use my javelin.
But they're huge. Like, these things are huge.
Yeah.
You know, and you're kind of in a
room.
Suspended kind
on
of
the
like
ceiling?
This. Yeah, they're on the ceilings. They're you're kind of standing in fog. So, if you want to set up the board here.
I don't want to. And this is all fight.
Dimensions?
Yeah, this is a lot of fights in these ones. They're two huge creatures, so flip the big
thing. I know,
over.
This is where I don't know when to use smites, because if there's a BBEG... Like...
Yeah, it's like...
Alright. The room itself is... Let's see how big it is. It's pretty big, actually.
That's what she said.
It's like... Yeah. It's like 30 by 40. So you guys aren't too far. You're probably a little closer to it.
You know? Well, I just moved them back so you could draw.
Oh.
Are these things in a row or?
They're just, yeah, there's like either side's fine.
Okay.
All right. So.
How are your monsters going first every fucking time?
I rolled a 19, man.
You're fucking.
Look, wait, for the other fucking attacks, I'm not rolling
things,
so. 20?
No, natural 20.
They're not smart. So they just run up to the Kiyothi and jump run.
one tries to bite you. This is going to be a Kyothi first. Does a 22 hit?
No. Kyothi. Kyothi.
Oh, no, that's not going to hit you either. 17?
No.
Fuck. All right. The other one is going to shoot lightning breath in a line. So it's going to hit Shot Run and Inferno.
Please don't.
It's done well since he has knives.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
No. Nope.
Oh, my God. What about Jet Run?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying, no, both of them missed.
Oh.
This is...
Great.
I'll tell you just because it's funny how high of a roll it is.
Jesus Christ.
12d10.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
What is this bullshit?
68 points of lightning damage to each of them.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's bullshit.
I don't like this game anymore.
I'm not playing. I'm thinking going home. So they're down to pretty much 30 each. Right. 30 and 32 hit points.
Holy shit.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, he doesn't have lightning resistance anymore.
You have stone
Bar, make a constitution saving throw. Okay,
I probably should save that for a little while.
You mean 68?
Well, I can always...
15?
You gain a level of exhaustion.
Hold on, I'm going to spend a key point and reroll it.
Okay.
18.
You're fine.
Yay!
It's your turn.
Action surge. Wait. All right, I don't like this. Okay. I'm gonna go over here.
And, for some sweet advantage.
Hitty hit. Is a 16 hit?
Should have moved here. So that means, I guess it doesn't matter.
Nat 20.
That hits.
Nice!
All right, here we go. Alright, so that is 5 plus. Actually, you know what? I'm going to attach my 3 charges to it. So those get doubled as well.
How many charges you got left on that thing?
4 after this. That's 15, 18, so that's 36.
Wow.
Plus 8.
44.
And then I'm going to spend it. A key point.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks. Oh, you know what? I'm going to attach my stun to that.
And you're dead.
It's super bad, though.
So, Constitution, DC 15.
Oh, okay. I can do that. It misses it.
Oh!
Nice. So he is stunned. And then I am going to spend my key point, and I'm going to hit him again. 25, I think.
It hits.
And an 18.
That also hits.
Um, 21 more points of damage.
Wow.
And it's stunned.
And he's stunned. And I flex.
All right, Inferno, it's your turn.
Inferno's going to cast Cone of Cold at level 8.
Right through Jet Run, and
I can.
And I go, you fucking bitches, because of the sculpting.
You know this.
He still doesn't believe it.
Every goddamn time.
I want you to say it, or else you're gonna hit them.
I'm sculpting.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is no time for sculpting. Yeah. You son of a bitch. Get this is an art class. Let's fucking go.
All right. I guess. 10d8 cold damage on a failed save, so you need to make a
dex?
I'm looking.
Probably a dex.
Probably
does
dex.
Does stun do it at disadvantage then? Or does he immediately fail?
Actually, they might immediately fail.
If they're stunned, yeah. I think that's they fail dexterity saving throws. I'm stunned. It's on the sheets.
I don't have them up.
You piece of shit.
Oh my god. Ha ha. Wow.
I mean, that's what they're for.
That is what they're for. But I'm not. Yeah, it fails it. So one fails it.
Yeah, number one fails it.
Unless it's a constitution saving throw. What is it?
Oh, it is a constitution saving throw.
Oh, eat my dick.
I thought you said dex.
I thought it was, but I just looked.
Eat my dick.
All right.
Eat it.
I don't want to eat your dick.
Eat it anyway.
Eat it.
But two constitution
saving throws. He's putting it in his mouth.
Yeah. What is
it? He's chewing on it.
18.
Two makes it, one doesn't make it. So.
Okay. So it's 10d8.
You want me to roll that for you?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
What was that?
Uh-oh.
38.
Nice.
So, who did I say was stunned? One.
Eat shit, loser.
All right. Mm. Okay. Jarwin's turn.
Jarwin still has his holy weapon. So he's
going to holy weapon.
Holy weapon. Life too dark and it's been nice.
Yeah, that hairband?
Yeah. Fucking hairband.
Or you have Kill Switch Engage as a cover of it.
That's a pretty good cover.
It is.
Holy weapon.
It's not all hair bandy, so that's nice.
Shut up, Dio is not hair band. so frustrating.
Relax, baby. He's getting.
You don't
he's
get
really
it.
Torqued.
You don't get it.
Revved up.
Okay, so that is going to be a 1d8 plus 5.
1d8.
Yeah.
Careful, you might hurt this creature.
7 for the first. Hit. Oh, I need to attack. Did
yeah,
I roll?
You still have to attack it.
Yeah, I didn't roll. Oh, yeah, definitely hit.
Okay.
29.
Yep. You're attacking one, right?
Yeah. The one right in front of me.
Okay.
And that, yes, I said 7. 7 points of damage.
Okay.
For the first hit, then it does 2d6 radiant. 2d8 radiant. 10. Radiant, and you have to roll a constitution saving throw.
Oh my god.
DC 17.
He makes it.
Fuck you. How about that?
It says,
how about you go fuck yourself?
It says, Alright, it is Kiyoki's turn.
Okay, I'm actually going to, I'm going to turn to 2, or 1, since he's been getting walloped. And I'm going to swing an advantage against him with, Sun Sword. That definitely hits with a 30.
Sorry. To go back a little bit.
You can't.
I did. I'm doing it anyway.
You can't.
You cannot.
I'm doing it anyway.
I already rolled.
You can keep your roll. Inferno, make a constitution saving throw.
No, you can't retroactively go back.
I'm the DM. I can do whatever.
That's bullshit.
Make a constitution saving throw. You're going to fail it.
For the record, Kiyoki rolled attack already.
That's correct. Constitution 20.
You're fine. Jet run.
No, 17.
You're fine.
Plus 2.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's a 20 something.
You're fine. All right, Kiyoki, make your constitution saving throw.
This is a bunch of bullshit. I hate this DM.
Shit. I hate this DM. 25.
Oh, you're fine.
Killing both your characters. When
oh, my God. Kill. Look, I give you guys so many outs. Oh, I forgot that this thing. Can I add it back in?
When did that happen?
When?
You didn't let me re-roll the
other one. You didn't let him re-roll.
Yeah, but I do often.
Okay.
Yeah, except that time.
Except that one time.
Yeah. I often do not let myself do things to go back, but that time I am.
Okay.
It's an important part of the
sure.
The room.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well,
sure.
Well, that was an attack with the sun blade.
You hit it?
31.
Just makes it.
Okay. For 14 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
Rinse and repeat. For a 21.
That hits. Just hits.
For 17 points of damage.
Okay.
And then as a bonus action.
Bonus.
Boner action.
I am going
this
to cast.
So hot.
It's a concentration spell. What I'm about to do right now.
Okay.
Spirit Shroud.
Okay.
So, do you know what that is?
Wait, are you casting a spell?
Mm-hmm.
How can you cast a spell after you've taken attack actions?
It's a bonus action.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. So, concentration up to a minute. I call forth spirits of the dead, which flit around me for the spell's duration. They're intangible and invulnerable. Mm-hmm. Until the spell ends, any attack you make deals 1d8 extra damage. I should have done this before my rolls. but I will admit that I did it after, so I won't roll a d8. Spell is radiant, necrotic, or cold. I'm choosing radiant. Mm-hmm. Any creature that takes this damage can't regain hit points until the start of my next turn. Mm-hmm. In addition, any creature of your choice that you can see starts its turn within 10 feet of me has speed reduced by 10. So obviously I choose those two.
Okay.
And that would be it. Unless you allow me to retroactively roll my...
No, you guys don't like that, so...
You dick.
But you did it anyway.
You can roll... Go ahead, roll d8. That's fine. I'll give you this one.
Two. Is it dead? Is it dead?
I think you did it. I think that was it.
It falls from the ceiling.
All right, so the one's stunned, so it doesn't do anything. The other one, though, breathes lightning at you. Makes
come
a dexterity
on!
Save.
Just me. It's a straight line,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, but still...
I appreciate that.
It was like 10, 10d16.
You said death.
Yes.
18.
You make it, but you still take half.
Okay, I'll take half.
So much damage.
Adios.
It rolled 69 points of damage, so that's 34.
Nice. The sexiest damage.
It is the sexiest damage.
I actually get a boner.
Boing. Boner damage.
It electrifies your boner.
Oh no.
Now it's just permanently erect.
The sparks coming out of it.
4 hours.
Oh god, call the doctor.
I have electric induced priapism.
Alright, it is Inferno's turn. Oh, all sorry, right. Bar's turn. Make a constitution saving throw.
22.
You're fine.
I'm sorry, 18.
Ooh, you're fine.
Yes. All right, I'm gonna hit one.
Shit. He's no longer stunned, so.
26.
That hits him.
26.
It still hits him.
I'm gonna send a key point. 25.
That hits him.
Is that correct? That is correct. Yes. 22.
That hits him.
This dude's so fucked.
Oh my god.
Roll all this dice, 3 points of damage.
This is a friendly monstrosity.
No, it's
came
not.
Into its fog layer thing.
It's not. It's hurt us so bad.
Well, I mean, in comparison to other Bahirs, it's nice.
I haven't met other Bahirs.
46.
Wow.
Still alive.
I'm
still kicking?
I'm going to attach a stun to each of them.
You're using force?
Progressively.
What?
Like, I kind of did it in, like, a batch mode, right? So, like, now I want to attach my stun to the first one. He's got to roll DC 15.
All right. So you want Constitution?
Yes.
All right. So if DC 15 makes it, misses the second one.
Yes.
So you've only used up two.
Nice.
All right. Jet run.
Okay. Holy weapon again.
Holy weapon! Make a constitution saving throw first.
You missed it.
Missed DC 16?
Yeah.
Yeah. You gain a level of exhaustion.
Okay. That's level one's pretty okay. Alright, yeah, so 1d8. So that's 11 points of damage, regular. And then fuck you. 3 points of radiant damage, and you have to roll a constitution saving throw.
Sorry, what was the total damage?
11 and 3, so 14.
14. 14, okay. And a constitution saving throw?
Yes.
Yeah.
19.
You fucking piece of shit.
Oh my. All right, Keothi, it's your turn.
Okay.
Make a constitution saving throw.
21.
Makes it.
Okay. So I'm going to attack one again. For a 19, or 29.
That hits.
For 14 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
Do it again.
Do it again.
25.
Mm-hmm.
For 17 points of radiant damage.
That falls from the ceiling.
See ya, bitch.
Fucking A.
All these things have so many hit points. It's
oh my
ridiculous.
God. I know, I'm sitting there. I wonder what the rule was that we did to that. For sakes. All right, so that one Barra, we killed the one from the ceiling. So.
Are you done?
Yes.
I think he's fucking his dog.
Okay. You're done then? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thunderwig, seeing that Jutron got hurt from the fog, overcomes her fear and flits into the room and goes, "No, not my friends!" And she goes, and a huge gust of wind comes from her and blows the fog away, and she falls to the ground.
Dead?
Well, she's not probably not dead, but you can see it took a lot out of her.
Oh, okay. Huh. Wow, thank you. Well, Jutron was nice to her. Yeah. The only one.
Yeah. He, if you stepped on her.
Oh, God!
Oh, my God, her head explodes like a meltwater.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
You see her intestines come out her butt.
Oh, that does happen.
What?
Quite frequently.
All right.
Can't be right.
It is two's turn. Let me see if I no. All right, so it makes two attacks.
Actually, it could hit both you or Jutron, so I'll be fair. One or two.
Man, Jutron's going down.
Oh, my God. Does a 25 hit.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God. I'm just playing the game the way it says to. Okay. By killing you, mercilessly.
Mercilessly killing me.
He's done that to me.
25 points of piercing damage.
Oh, man, he's not good.
And then...
I have to kill you. You
does
don't.
A 29 hit?
No.
Nope. Yeah. He's going down.
This one takes... 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
He's down.
Plus... Okay, so you're down. And it, technically, you're grappled as well. But since you're down, you're just...
Okay.
It it's just matters. Like, if it lives another turn, it matters to you.
Okay, great.
If it lives
another turn. I don't like that.
Inferno knows what's coming.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because you know what these things do. Yeah.
Are they going to try to impregnate you? They're going to try to swallow.
Its dick comes out.
Oh, it's happening! Like, it's
a, how beautiful.
No, it's...
How beautiful.
Don't interrupt. Let nature happen. His
anus opens.
So that was the monster's turn, right?
Yeah. Barra's turn.
Barra's who are we to interrupt?
Really, it, you know.
I mean, please interrupt. I really don't want
to. I'm going to hit it.
Don't hit it.
Quit it. 26.
Hits.
29.
Still hits.
I guess I'll roll those two. 27.
Hits.
Still alive. No, that's 27 points of damage.
Oh, okay. Still alive.
Because I'll spend my key.
Okay.
Um, 31.
Hits.
Nat 20.
Hits.
Nice. Oh my God.
Thunderwolf,
yeah.
She farts.
It's adorable.
21.
Okay.
Still fucking alive?
Still alive.
Yeah. Why wow. Oh, you're making that safe.
It's Inferno.
Sorry, Inferno. Make it that safe.
No.
I
don't want to.
I decided it this
time. I'm still alive.
I'm the DM.
I'm the DM.
He's gone mad with power. Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to use my Wand of Magic Missiles and use
charges. All the charges?
Six.
Roll to see if it breaks.
Six charges.
Oh, my God.
I want to kill this fucking
Jesus
thing.
Jesus Christ,
it's going to kill it's going to kill Jutron.
He's looking at it. It's got 2 hit points left.
So 6 charges is 8d4.
Uh-huh.
All right. 26 plus...
Plus
8. 8, so yeah. And the thing just falls to the ground.
Fuck you.
Jutron slams his head against the ground, so it's 2.
Oh, my God. That's so,
he dies immediately.
He dies, yeah. Oh. He can't come back.
Someone please do a medicine check on me.
Hold on. Medicine check. Make it that saving throw.
Okay.
If you're gonna.
Made it.
All right.
What's Inferno's medicine? What's yours?
Plus 7.
Oh, all right.
Nat 20.
There you go. You're fine. You come up.
Jesus!
I mean, can't we do a long rest?
Tear.
We can do a short rest.
So
we need to do a long rest.
Well, hold on. So Thunderwig wakes up.
Hey, Thunderwig, you okay?
And she goes, I remember this place. Because if you remember, there's rusty cages and stuff.
There's a rusty cage.
She goes, this is where Xanthoria did an experiment on me, and I got hurt and ran.
The sexiest experiments.
And I don't know where Xanthoria is, but she could be anywhere, I think, in here. This is...
So we can't rest.
Yeah, basically.
That's what that's for.
Can we take a short rest?
Apparently not.
Ugh. I mean, you can try, right?
I don't like
you
that.
You also have potions and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a lot of fucking potions.
Just glug, 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 glug.
Just hammering them.
Well, I say we try and take a short rest because right, Jorwin has one rest. Hit point. And he's gonna use all right. of his fucking hit die.
You're fine. You're fine for a short rest. You're fine for a short rest.
Okay. But he's going to use all his hit die.
As you are short resting, Thunderwig is kind of examining the room, and she stops by one of the cages and kind of falls down and starts crying. She's like, no! 6. No!
Okay, all right, we're coming over. Oh.
Nervous farter.
He's going to take Inferno's going to take a potion of superior healing.
Okay.
And use a full action.
Yep.
So what's that?
8d4 plus 8.
So he's up to full. Same with Jut Run, then.
Okay.
They're both up to full.
Okay. All right.
Let me erase that potion.
So, as she's crying and you guys come over, you notice some cages along the way. One looks like a rotting corpse of a displacer beast with far too many tentacles.
Oh.
One looks like the skeletal remains of a sprite dressed in brightly colored but tattered clothing. Its translucent wings are shriveled and crumble at the slightest touch.
Aww.
You see rotting and mutilated remains of 4 goblins and 2 wood elves.
Ah.
And then in the cage
that
Thunderwing is crying over, you see a yellowed skeleton of a tiny dragon with a second head, all its flesh rotted away. Its body is curled up in an unnatural position, and its wings are outstretched oddly as if it were suffering some unknown agony. And she's like, no, Bunny Blossom.
Is that the dragon?
Yes, it's Bunny Blossom, my friend.
I'm sorry. Was it a fairy dragon?
Yeah. It was a... yellow fairy dragon.
Oh. I'm very sorry. Jarwin says, I'm very sorry.
Does he comfort her?
They start fucking.
Oh my god. I mean, does he do anything? She's like, sorry.
She explodes. As we've established, he's got a gigantic penis. He
pats her
off.
As you touch her, in your mind's eye, a female half-elf in a gossamer cape made of mycelial threads appears in your head. And you have you feel an intense longing and hunger. And then it goes away.
Okay, buddy, you look hungry.
What the fuck was that?
She's crying. She's like, what? He's dead. He's dead, Bunny Blossom.
Maybe we should step on her.
Oh my god.
He's like, Jut Run looks at the other, he's like, I got a really weird thing just happened when I touched,
Thundercunk.
Thundercunk.
Did your loins quicken?
No, well, hunger and longing, kind of.
Can you save Bunny Blossom?
I can't, it's too far gone.
Crying continues.
Oh my god, I can't. Don't you have a resurrection?
Do you have that, cloth for me?
No, I got rid of that.
Shut the fuck up,
Keothi. Wait, you have resurrection.
No, wait, you saw 1,000 gold pieces on a fairy dragon? Are you fucking kidding me?
So mean.
I didn't say that.
But I thought it.
I thought it.
Alright, so...
Joe Ren would rationalize it by going, I can do a lot more good if I save one of us.
You find leaning against one of this tables is a staff of the woodlands. Unfortunately, none of you are druids, so.
Nope.
We'll still take it, though. It's worth money.
Probably worth money.
Staff of the woodlands?
Yeah.
I'll put it in my bag. In my bag.
All right. So from here, you can either go to the left or the right, or go back to where you were at.
Let's go left.
All right. So you see a door.
Look, guys, a door. Let me get a good crunch in there. ASMR for our listeners.
Oh my god, that's good.
I'm gonna leave this in. You good?
He's chewing on Vara's wooden dildo.
Do you remember?
Wait, one more.
Remember the movie Secret Window with Johnny Depp?
No.
The very last cut of that film, the very last, I don't know if you want to call it a scene, shot, is of Johnny Depp taking a bite of a piece of corn. Because, I mean, it ties into the story a little bit, but it's like, it was the dumbest fucking shot I've ever seen. And you and your chewing into the mic are reminding me of it.
Hmm.
It's literally just, and then it black. Nice. And it's like, that was so fucking, like, it did not need to be there.
You like seafood?
Answer him.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so you walk down the cave, and you see a closed door. But obviously, it's not hiding anything. You see brown mold.
You're not hiding anything, door.
You know, it's obvious, right? There's brown mold.
So is it cold?
On the door, and you guys would know what brown mold is.
Yeah, it's cold, right?
Hmm?
It's very cold.
No, that's a different mold.
Oh, damn.
I thought that was brown mold.
I don't think so. But you know, this one, you know, if it's disturbed, it'll...
Oh, okay.
But...
Hey, Barrow, why don't you open that door?
I'm not a rogue.
You have the most dexterity.
Okay.
You're the stealthiest.
Yeah.
You're as close to a rogue as we got, buddy. I mean, who's going to disagree with me?
God damn it, Mr. Flip. This is supposed to be your fucking role.
I mean, there's other ways you could get rid of the mold.
You can suck it off. Nah, I could try. Nah, I didn't think that. Mold is different. It's not like dirt.
Thank you. All right, so okay. So what do you want me to do? I'm sorry.
Open the door. We're going to stand way back here.
And the door's covered in mold?
Mm-hmm.
Put something over here. Yeah, I'm going to cover my mouth.
Probably going to explode. He said there's other ways. We can think about it for a little bit if you want.
Yeah, could you think about it for a sec?
Yeah, I think best is for you to open it.
What if we threw water on it? Would that
prevent it from...
Turn it to sludge and just maybe go down?
Not a bad
idea. I could always burn it with a firebolt.
Yeah.
I step way back and hit it with a firebolt.
Seems to make it stronger.
Oh, no. Sorry, Barrett. It's going to be way worse now.
I'm not
Wait, so if fire made it stronger.
Then cold.
Cold. Well, does anybody have anything cold? Do you have a...
My dick.
Frostbolt?
I don't have a frostbolt. No, that's not even a thing.
Cone of cold you have.
Frostbolt isn't a thing?
It is not. No, there's such a thing as a frostbolt.
Seems like something that exists.
I think you're thinking of the Frost Mage in WoW.
Maybe.
We are just full of nerds here.
Mm-hmm. Inferno's looking. Hold on. Relax.
He's looking at what?
What are you looking at?
Let's see.
Are you okay, Inferno?
He's got...
You guys back to us. Something's shining up
in
his face.
I have... Ice Storm, but that's a fucking big ass spell to waste on a door.
I command the moss to leave.
Doesn't understand.
Let me see if Jotun has anything.
Wait, can we ask the little sprite, hey, is there anything you can do to eliminate this? I mean, you blew that fog away before, so.
Yeah.
I did what?
You blew the fog away. In the other room.
When? Like last year?
Oh my god. Oh, never mind.
Jesus
never mind.
Christ, she's so fucking dumb.
Playing useless NPCs is always fun. What?
What?
What are you talking about?
We could try radiant damage. Maybe that'll do something. You want to try radiant damage? Because I can do Toll the Dead.
All right.
Isn't that necrotic?
Is it? It might be. Yeah, I think you're right. I'll do Word of Radiance then. You utter a divine word, and each creature of your choice that you can see must make a constitution saving throw or suffer 1d6 radiant damage. Ooh. Actually, 3d6.
Is it a creature, though?
Mold is.
Yeah, mold's a
creature. Is that?
Yeah,
it's anything's a creature.
Okay. And that 20.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's fine.
It doesn't take any damage. I don't know, guys. I don't know what the fuck to do. I can do it again. We're not...
Yeah. Yeah, just keep doing it until it passes.
Okay, yeah, it dies.
It died?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Radiant damage worked, guys.
Ah, eat shit.
Open the door, Byron.
No.
It's just brown
checking
mold.
For traps.
It's not like the
but you said it would go like this, so it's everyone was paranoid.
Yeah, you said it was going to go poof.
Byron, check it for
you
traps.
Know that the spore bursts.
Yeah, but I don't want to turn into one of those fucking
yeah, zombies. We don't know what spore burst it is. All right, I'm going to check it for traps. Makes your penis small.
No!
It can go smaller.
30.
You do not detect any traps.
Excuse me.
So you open the door. The scent of decomposing vegetation is overpowering in this area. Creatures of all shapes and sizes are partially entombed in fungal growth, resembling a horrified botanical garden. Ancient mushrooms as large as trees loom overhead. And puddles of stinking goo dot the floor.
Is there any visible door or hallway?
Yeah, they're basically a path.
Straight across?
Yeah, just like kind of like a cave-like.
Wait, I'm thinking...
But it's like...
Yeah, I'm thinking about... if we start walking through this shit, it's going to start fucking doing all kinds of nasty shit.
Let's back up and go the other way.
Barry, you go forward.
What?
Yeah, we're gonna back out.
You're gonna back out
and shut the door.
Okay, it's your choice.
And we can go back to the fork, right?
Yeah, you're back into the room with the, although the fog has rolled back in.
All right, we're gonna go to the right fork, I guess. Then we'll go back to that room and go to the right fork.
You're gonna cross the room again.
No, fine.
It's up to you. You can do whatever you want. After a while, the fog does come back.
Well, I already have a level of exhaustion, so I can't risk another level of exhaustion. Well, Jut Run does, but is there any way? Do we know of any way to get rid of the fog?
I mean, you saw the gust of wind get rid of it.
I don't have anything that does a fucking gust of wind. Can you do that gust of wind thing again?
What gust of wind?
Never mind.
I just started hitting her.
Oh my god!
Do you hit her?
No.
Yeah.
Do you hit her?
No.
I want to.
Do you want us to hit her?
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Funny things might happen.
I don't like fun. What he considers funny is not good for us. Alright, so we're going to go back to the mushroom room.
You guys walk around a lot.
Shut up.
Can you say bunny?
Probably
no.
Dead.
We told you can't say bunny.
Probably dead. Yeah.
He's desiccated. You don't know what that means.
Is that a good thing?
No.
Oh.
It's the worst.
Depends on which side of desiccation you're on.
What? All right. So I guess, Bar, you should walk through the mushrooms.
No.
What's your walking order in this thing? Yeah.
I mean, it would be the Goliaths up front.
I guess Keothi's up front.
All right. So as you walk through...
Of course, as I walk through here.
The tunnel leads to a dead-end cave supported by natural pillars of rock. The chamber contains a riot of fungi and tree-sized mushrooms, as well as more puddles of ooze. Under one of the giant mushrooms, a robed figure works furiously on a vivisected deer splayed across a moss-covered table.
I turn to the group, I'm like...
She says, I know you're here.
Oh. What you doing over there,
bud?
We're
not hiding anything. I knew since you've come in.
What you doing there?
10 feet away, a young boy bounces excitedly in an iron cage,
swinging it to get a better view of what the robed figure is working on. He is not afraid, but seems curious, and he is clean and seems well fed. He addresses the robed figure, calling her Xanthoria and asking her to show him what she is doing in attempt to alleviate his boredom.
So, why is the little boy in a cage? Just out of curiosity?
Oh, you know, just to have somebody around. It's boring in here.
Yeah, but why is he in a cage? Why couldn't he just be on the ground next
to him? Does she look lichy, or does she look like a regular person?
She looks like this.
Okay, so Oh my god, dude. So not good. Not good.
Yes. She, like basically what you saw in the vision, right? Like a kind of a skull head spore mushroom.
So we here to robed. Kill her?
Yeah, don't say anything else. Yeah. So, you know, I've been thinking about becoming a lich. Where would, you know, if I put a phylactery if you were me?
Where's the safest place to store?
Yeah, where do you think you would put a phylactery
if you were becoming a lich?
So no one can find it.
I mean, that is the question, isn't it?
It is.
Cuts into the deer some more.
It's a big question.
Mm.
Could you give me a hint?
She laughs at you.
What are you cutting that deer apart for?
For my experiments. I must learn more about life and death. What are you here for?
I don't know. We smelled some deer getting cut up. Figured we'd see if you guys were making some food.
I do have something you want to eat. And she cuts a piece of the deer and chucks it towards you behind her. Falls to your feet.
Does it look like normal deer meat?
I mean, kinda.
Then no.
A little bit okay.
I mean, Jotron would have eaten it, but
she as she does so, she kind of laughs, and the boy in the cage stiffens, and you see his body wither, and you see like a magic shield kind of extend from her.
Oh my God! You killed that little boy.
Well, you were asking
what he was for.
That was what he was for.
They said company.
That's horrible. You should feel bad.
Life and death are one and the same.
No, they're not.
So is the little boy dead then?
That
looks
good.
Yeah. He like withered into nothing.
Yeah,
or
he was like the fucking dragon.
Is he okay though?
Wait, I know he's dehydrated, but is he okay? I mean, can we give him some water?
Add water and he just puffs back up.
He just puffs back up like a normal boy.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's freeze-dried.
Thanks.
You're welcome to stay and watch my experiments.
Wait, why do you...
Don't think I'm alone.
Why did you...
And like behind her, you kind of see a little bit of movement.
Ugh.
And you see, she says, Danjack. Come stand by me.
Why does he have two names?
Couldn't decide which one fit
him. I'm just going to call him Dan.
Jack.
He doesn't enter the shell, the magic
bubble,
but you see, do
Arcana check,
yeah, so if you know what this thing is.
26.
Yeah. You know this is a fiend of the type Nalfenshi.
What does that mean?
Basically, like, it's associated with one of those demon lords.
Oh.
Great.
Hey, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably nothing in here is good, but a little, except for the little boy who's now just freeze-dried.
Freeze-dried. We'll call him Jerky.
Poor thing.
She says, don't take any hasty actions.
We're not. Mm. We're not moving.
Yeah.
I feel like you did. A couple of them.
Oh,
I mean, I know.
I don't think that was hasty at all.
Mm.
I know what you've done throughout this.
I know what you've cast. I too am a caster of sorts.
Of sorts. You really?
Would you like to join me?
Huh?
Would you like to join me in this realm between life and death?
No. I like the Solidian life realm. But you know, got any spells to teach me? That'd be kind of cool.
So where are all the spores coming from?
Oh, Jesus.
Good spores.
That was part of my experimentation.
Mm-hmm, 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 So to if fight you kill back everything against
the undead until you, I realized
that you're creating them.
That we're the same.
No, we're not. I'll tell you why. Let me. I challenge your logic, and here's why.
Here's his own logic.
When a thing becomes undead, it is no longer the thing that it once was. Therefore, it's not one and the same.
Does life not change? Does death? In death, do things not change?
They decompose.
Sure.
But they're no longer. There's no anima anymore. They're no longer a soul. They're no longer a.
What is a beating soul? Heart?
A beating heart. A. A thing that feels.
Where is your soul? Fill.
In my butt.
I've seen it.
I can put other things in your butt.
He thinks. No. No, no. No, that's
not
okay.
Not today.
Yeah, I don't know if you are thinking clearly. I think that you are, you've been somehow corrupted.
I think that is merely your small mind not understanding.
Hey, my mind's pretty big.
Or is it you being ignorant, thinking that you know it all?
I have expanded my mind through my experiments.
I've expanded my mind through cocaine.
Right? She's kind of like half paying attention. She's still doing her thing.
Cutting up the deer.
Yeah.
What's the fiend doing?
I mean, he's just standing there not looking like a nice thing.
Hey, Dan.
Jack. On the other side of it, you see basically like a treant, but it doesn't look great.
Oh, great. So there's a tree and a fiend, and in the middle is the Lich Queen.
All right, well, I guess we start killing them, right?
Right.
I don't know what else we're going to do here.
Fucking die, probably.
Probably.
Who gives a shit? YOLO!
Labara's like, dying's fine.
All right, we can't,
See? You're coming around to my viewpoint.
Jut Run goes, we can't...
Well, it's all the same.
You know what? I think I agree with
her. I'm kind of with her.
He starts fighting on her side. Oh, come on!
It's like a 30 by 30 room.
Okay, so just erase a little bit of that room, and we're pretty much in the same spot.
So I'll help set up the board here. You're gonna fight?
I guess.
All right. Jesus, it's your... It's your choice.
The choice between
you can join me in life or in death.
Oh, wow.
Both will be the same.